Hey guys, welcome back to No Script Needed, where I couldn't possibly make any of this shit up even if I tried. I'm your lovely host, Grayson, and as always, life does not have a script, so I shall not have a script either. We have a very great episode today. It's going to be very special. I have a guest coming on here later on, my good little bestie, Haley. We're going to be talking about our playlist, basically just explaining our playlist, like the names of them, why we have these playlists, all that good stuff. You know, it's kind of fun to dive deep into why we have certain playlists, because I have so many and I won't discuss all of them because they're kind of cringy, and I also deleted a bunch of them because I redid my Spotify the other day. But we're going to be doing that, and then we're also going to be talking about, like, some artists that we hate, maybe some artists that we love, just things like that, generally talking about music. So it will definitely be a great time. It's going to be really fun. I love Haley. She's really, really fun. So yeah, she'll be here soon, but I just wanted to go ahead and do the little introduction. I'll wait for her to kind of do the highs and lows and ask how she's doing and everything, so yeah, stay tuned for that. She'll be here very shortly.
Oh, God. Are we going, like, vibes? Are we doing examples? Are you just saying?
Whatever you want to do. Also, hey, guys. Welcome back. We got our special guest.
Oh, it's going.
We got our special guest.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Haley.
Yeah.
Pookie.
My Pookie is on. We're gonna be explaining these fuck ass playlists.
Yes.
Do you wanna go first? Do you wanna, like,
okay, I think.
Do you wanna go off?
Let's
of, like,
do some context.
Do some context?
I have Apple Music.
Okay. I have Spotify, you have Spotify. Unfortunately. I did get Apple Music for like 2 months for you.
To make
just,
me a playlist.
Just to make her a playlist. Just to make her a killer rap,
yes.
Killer rap playlist.
So for anyone wondering out there, I'm an Apple Music girly because, quite simply, my mom pays for it, and I will not argue.
Well, I'm a Spotify girly, and I pay for mine, so.
I'm sorry. I love you. More context?
It's okay. I pay $5.34 a month.
Oh, do you get the student discount?
Absolutely.
It's like, Are you kidding me? Because my mom and I share one, some of these, like, I make playlists for her, but I don't listen to them, so I'll still include them.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. You can do that. Yeah. Thumbs down to Apple Music. You're going to go in order?
Yeah, because they're, like, alphabetical. I'll go in order.
Oh, okay. Mine was just going to be only explaining my public playlist because some of them don't need to be explained.
Girl!
Also, like, the other week, I literally reorganized my Spotify, so I deleted so many playlists.
You knew.
And I didn't know, but there's so many there from, like, 2020, 2019, like,
I'm not gonna lie, I did delete some last night. Only the ones, like, I have not listened to for years.
No, literally, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have playlists, and they all have the same songs on them. It's just named different. It's all the same song, the same, like, 30 songs.
I feel like my playlists are either just one artist.
Yeah.
Or it's, like, a vibe.
Yeah.
With multiple artists.
It's a vibe. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I forgot. Part of my introduction is with to do the highs and lows. So I told y'all that I would wait for Haley to do the highs and lows of the week. So it's Thursday. So we're not quite through the entire week, but your highs and lows for the week.
So far.
Yeah, so far. A high that you had, a low that you had. What has gone good? What has gone bad?
Okay, so low was advising day. Not because of what you're thinking, but it was because, like, because I was there and I saw my professors, and then getting, like, the emails from Abby with the course descriptions, I got really sad, and I, like, cried in the shower that night.
Yeah, because we're not sad. Not registering.
Like, I didn't even look at them. I was like, I'm not looking at this. No, I would have song, probably.
No, the weirdest thing was getting that email that was like, this is your registration time.
I know.
And I was like,
nope.
No.
And but I saw like Dr. Kinzer, Dr. Gassel, like Dr. Railsback. They were all lined up in a row. And I was like, yeah. I'm not going to. Yeah. Okay. What's your low or your high? You go first. You okay. Go next.
All right. My high for the week. I mean, this goes into last week too, but I got to go home and refresh a little bit, you know.
Yes.
5 days home, got away from here.
from here.
Got to see my mom, got to see my dogs. Went to a Hurricanes game for the first time. The me and my mom are so stupid. So we went to the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know anything about hockey at all.
It's so interesting to watch, though.
Don't know anything about hockey at all. Don't know how it works. Don't know how it runs. Anything. So we go in, right? The first little quarter that goes on, then they take like a 20-minute intermission. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess this was just two quarters then, because it's, if you do one quarter and then intermission, like, then you would probably come. Like, if it works in basketball where you do two quarters, take a break, and then two more quarters.
You would think, yeah.
You would think. Apparently that's not correct.
Yeah,
so we did the intermission. The Hurricanes are winning everything. We go into the second quarter. There's like 5 minutes left, and like the Hurricanes have four. The whatever Chicago Blackhawks, whatever, had zero. So we're like, okay, they're obviously gonna win. We're gonna get up and leave, so can beat all the traffic and everything.
Yeah.
And as we're leaving, we're like, oh, it's kind of weird that other people like aren't leaving, because you would think, oh well. Like,
everyone would
4 minutes, like, they're not going to come back. So we leave, right? Well, we go on our merry way, you know? We go to Starbucks afterwards. We drive back home. It's, like, an hour or whatever. We go home. My mom's like, oh, check the score or whatever. Like, see if they made any more goals while we were there. Turns out hockey has three quarters. So we missed an entire third quarter. And they, like... The Hurricanes still won. It was like 6-3 or something. And I told my mom, I said, damn, the score is 6-3. She said, what? They made that many in 4 minutes? And I was like, nope, there's just a third quarter that we just didn't see, that we paid money to see and didn't see. But
that's okay.
That's okay. My mom was like, well, I was ready to go anyways. She was like, I've been sitting all day at work at my desk. It was okay. She was like, it's fine. I'm fine with it. So, yeah. That was a high, getting to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Got to see my friends. Got to get on the secret podcast with them. That was a pretty interesting time. We filmed for 2 hours and discussed things.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Oh, I didn't say my high.
Okay, you go do my your high, and then I'll say my low.
My high will be this weekend. Going to Greenville.
We're going to Greenville.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's
going to be the high.
All
my hopes and dreams on the, weekend.
I'm going to Greenville, guys. Never been.
I made a little itinerary this week.
Really?
This yeah. I was looking like where everything was, making sure it was walkable.
That's so cute. That's adorable.
I got to plan it out for you. I wrote down like restaurant options.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, first time going to Greenville. Never been anywhere else in South Carolina except for Myrtle Beach, which is not a great introduction.
It's not representative. Well, yeah. I mean, it kind of is, but...
Yeah, it kind of is.
Not of the upstate.
Yeah, never been to the upstate. Never been literally anywhere else besides the east side, so...
That's funny.
Yeah. Can't wait for that. That's going to be... You know what? That's part of my high, too. Can't wait for that. That's going to be a good time.
You get to meet my dog.
I get to meet your dog. I get to meet your mom.
In real life.
In real life this time. Shout out her. And I get to be surrounded by Clemson apparel.
Yes.
God help me.
Everywhere.
Guys, we're not a fan of Clemson on this podcast.
Well, I was for a long time. Now I just don't care.
I'm not.
So, we're... Okay, what's your low?
Okay, my low for the week. What is my low for the week? I don't even know what my low... Oh, when I... My computer, my MacBook, is, like, not, like, my messages are not, from my phone, are not going through my Mac. I don't understand.
Does it need to be updated?
That's why I updated it yesterday in
class. Does your phone need to be updated?
Probably.
No, because I noticed that yesterday, because when you quoted Emily, it came from your email, and it wasn't, like, a part of your contact. Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking that it just wasn't, like, syncing or something, and that it would do that. Like, it would still go through my contact, like, as if it was my phone. But...
No. Sent it as an email. So, your contact, your iMessage stuff got messed up somewhere.
See, I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know what the problem with that is.
I should have told you yesterday, but I was just like, oh, well. Things happen.
Oh, well. So, that's why I updated my computer, because I was like, I keep, every time it needs to be updated, I just keep saying, remind me tomorrow.
I do the same thing.
Because I don't feel like updating it. And I was like, finally, like, I need to update it. Maybe it'll sync back together, but no. Hmm. Don't know. Don't understand.
We'll figure it out.
Whatever. I'll figure it out eventually. We'll get back on track. So, yeah. I think that's my low. I think I had another one, but I don't remember what it was.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Just forget about it.
Yeah.
Should we do playlist now?
I'm kind of scared. You're scared?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I don't know why I'm scared. Mine are basic.
Mine are kind of basic, too, I would say. I don't know. I have 19 public playlists, I think.
Oh, I have more than that.
Maybe I'll go into some of the private ones.
That you're willing to share.
That I'm willing to share.
I won't do of the Apple ones. I'll just do the ones I've made.
Okay.
For me, myself, and
I. Oh, my God. Guys, thumbs down for Apple Music.
No!
We don't like Apple Music. It's so weird.
Listen. Okay, but me and my mom have always used iTunes, and we bought all this music on iTunes back in the day when you had to pay $1.99, $2.99,
$3.99. I never did that either.
See, and so all of our music was always on iTunes, so it just made sense to combine.
No, see, let me take y'all back, okay? Back in middle school, you know what I used to use before I got Spotify?
What?
We used Pandora, man.
Not Pandora!
Pandora, y'all. Pandora. No. Didn't care about the iTunes stuff.
I used to use Amazon Music. Now, talk about a clunky app. That was horrible. Never used that. It was horrendous. I don't recommend.
Have never used it.
Because it's included with, like, the Prime membership or whatever. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I don't know why, like, most people now, it's either going to be Spotify or Apple Music.
Yeah.
Except for my mom. My mom still uses Pandora.
I love that.
And I'm like, Mom.
Give it the times.
Wow.
That's so funny.
And she'd be asking me questions about Pandora. I'm like, girl, I don't know. I haven't used Pandora since, like, 2015. Like,
I've only listened to Pandora, like, in class. Like, when the teachers will play at the station and you have to sit through the ads and it's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I switched to Spotify and that's the good side. Well, opinion.
I will never switch because all my music's on Apple Music.
I will never switch. I literally, like... I was going through my storage the other day, and like 30 gigabytes is through Spotify from all my downloaded songs because I have 9,362 songs.
Wait, let me see if I can find my number.
It's like 30 gigabytes of storage for my phone is through Spotify.
Give me a number. That's kind of crazy.
I don't know how my phone like doesn't explode. Please don't explode, Jesus. That'll be the load for next week. My phone exploded, guys.
Because of the Spotify.
Literally because of Spotify. But yeah, Spotify's the best. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Would you like to go first since you're the guest?
Yeah, I can go first.
Okay.
Are we going to go back and forth?
We can go back and forth. That's fine. Okay. You give me one then.
So the first playlist I will show Grayson is called Across the Uni.
Oh, okay.
So one of my favorite movies is Across the Universe.
Hmm.
And it is a musical. And it's like all Beatles songs. And listen, I love the Beatles. But some of these songs, the covers, oh my God. It has, not Jude Law, Jim Sturgess in it, and I forget the other girl's name. She's blonde. She's popular now, but anyway, I think she's a lesbian, too.
Period.
What is her name? Wait, no. Intermission. But the picture for this
intermission. Yeah, describe your picture.
Is, what if I was wrong? No, Evan Rachel Wood.
Okay.
She's a... character. Wait, me confused. Oh my God, no, she's not gay.
Damn.
Wait, I thought she was. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, the picture is a still from the movie of Jim Sturgess looking at a wall of strawberries.
Oh, okay.
And it's literally just the soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
Because I had purchased some in iTunes a while back, and so now they don't show up in the same place. So I have to put it all in one place. So thank you.
Damn iTunes.
It did kind of fuck us up.
Yeah, it did. Okay, we'll start from the bottom, I guess. So, I have this playlist that I'm going to show Haley, and it says, POV, you're playing Rock Band. And the comment that I have underneath it says, I was the drummer. And it has 4 saves on it, so whoever be stalking my Spotify, shout out. Apparently y'all like Rock Band too. And this comes from my childhood memories of when me and my dad used to play Rock Band all the time. And I was always the drummer. My dad would play the guitar. And I have a bunch of songs up here that we would play. Hello There by Cheap Trick, one of my favorite songs. That is the intro to Rock Band. I can vividly picture it. It's a memory, man, and I miss it so much. It's a good time. We've got Pinball Wizard. We got The Beat by the Go-Go's, Psycho Killer, Eye of the Tiger. Let me tell y'all. Eye of the Tiger, I wore the shit out of that song, man. Oh, my God. We used to play that song all the time. Rockin' Me by Steve Miller Band. Oh. Wore the hell out of that song, man.
Steve Miller Band is crazy.
Steve Miller Band, The Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana, Modest Mouse, Lit. Let me tell y'all, guys. My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. Great song.
Great song.
And I
do agree.
Play the hell out of that song on the drums when I was like 8. Aww. in our living room. Oh my God. Me and my dad, we used to go back and forth. It would either be Rock Band or Mario Brothers. It's a good time.
Iconic.
Yeah. And then my parents got divorced, so.
Well, there is that.
Anyways, moving on.
Okay, next playlist of mine. This is so funny. It's called All of Ben Folds.
Oh.
The picture is, I think this is obviously edited, but it's like this weird picture of him holding a piano. And I was listening to him earlier. I love Ben Folds. And it's literally, he has like so many albums. And he was also in a band called Ben Folds 5. So I have their albums on here too. And it is 99 songs, 6 hours, 32 minutes.
Damn.
So thank you and good night. That's it.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing the times too. Okay.
We don't have to. I was just
going back.
No. I was just saying because he has so many songs.
Okay. I was going to say, we can say that too.
The point. No.
The POV, you're playing Rock Band, is 2 hours and 16 minutes.
Slay.
Okay, guys. Next playlist, which has 0 likes and is 12 hours and 19 minutes, is one called Aqua Lilac. And it's my screenplay that I wrote. Here it is.
Okay.
I found this picture off Google when I was like, I don't know, back in 2020 when I was writing the screenplay. Still been writing it. She ain't finished yet. 4 years later, she ain't finished.
Squeaking, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's just a rat in the corner. It's a little rat.
Sorry.
Jeez. But yeah. Aqua Lilac is a screenplay I've been writing for the past 4 years. God help me. She'll be finished at some point. She's going to be my Oscar-winning...
I believe in you.
Screenplay,
after
y'all.
You graduate, that's your full-time job.
Hell yeah. Writing this screenplay. It's taken 4 years so far. It'll take another 4. But you know what, guys? Coming to a theater near you in the next...
10 years.
15 years. Oh. 10 is... Well, we'll shoot for 10 then. We'll shoot for 10. Between 10 and 15. Coming to theaters near you in 2080.
Damn.
Yeah.
World does not
there
exist
soon.
By then.
Yeah. But one of the most inspirational songs on this playlist is a song called Perfume by Roy Blair. I love that song. It's so great. If you haven't listened to it, you should. But also, Too Young to Burn by Sunny and the Sunsets, because All the Bright Places, one of my all-time favorite movies.
You need to read the book.
And I have the book, and I'm reading it.
It's so different. I sobbed in school. I was reading it in the morning
I think I'm
school,
on chapter 4.
And the end, I read the end. I was full on sobbing in high school.
Yep.
Like, in public.
In public.
And I haven't watched the movie because it triggered me too much. I couldn't do it.
I love that movie so much. And highly inspired by that movie.
Absolutely.
To write the screenplay. So, that's another one that really... is inspirational for the screenplay. But yeah, I'm on chapter 4 of that book, I'm pretty sure. I haven't been able to
keep going.
Keep reading it yet. Maybe at some point. Maybe especially over spring break, I'll have some time. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll finish her. But yeah.
Me next?
Yeah, you next.
So it's the all-time faves. I showed you this one yesterday. It's the name of Pikachu with like the emoji hearts around him. It hasn't been updated in a while. Shout out to, these were the two songs that I knew would be on the Great Eight. Between the Bars by Elliott Smith. I will literally, one time, I kid you not, put it on repeat, and I listened to it for hours, just over and over.
Like me with Cardigan.
Crazy. And oh then also, where is it? The Air That I Breathe by, who's that by? The Hall? Is it not on here?
What? It's on your Great Eight, but not the All Time Faves playlist?
Wait, hang on.
So yesterday, as we were discussing topics, one thing I had thought about was doing our Great Eight, so our top eight songs that we literally can't live without, and that became way too stressful for Haley.
Did it take it off my...
But now she's fake, because she doesn't even have that damn song on her All Time Faves playlist.
It, like, took it off my phone for some reason.
What?
I knew that was on there. Okay, it's The Air That I Breathe by the Hollies.
See, and this is why you can't use Apple Music. Because if you just take your shit
okay,
off.
Okay, listen, it does.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It said already added, but it wasn't there. You know what? We're going to pretend like it had showed up the first time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
It's on recording, guys.
Those are the two, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been on your Great Eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Automatically. I knew, like, I want to listen to, if I ever get married.
If I ever get married, honestly,
this
point,
The Air That I Breathe at my wedding.
You should.
Okay.
Okay.
And they're both from movies.
Of course.
I discovered them through movies, so.
Of course. Best one.
Yeah.
My next playlist is called Oldie Goldie, but without the hatred.
What?
And there are a bunch of oldies that I like to listen to that aren't like racist people.
Okay.
So, like, we have... Well, I can't say. I don't know for sure if these people are racist or not.
Most of them probably are problematic in some way.
Most of these people are, like, people of color because...
Oh, okay.
You know? So, like, The Temptations. We've got Wild Cherry. We've got a little bit of Jackson 5. Stevie Wonder.
Oh.
You know? Mm-hmm. Marvin Gaye. We got all kinds of just... The oldies, man. Aretha Franklin. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Al Green. Hell yeah. Billy Joel. Hell yeah. The Eagles. Yeah. We got all these people. Yeah, just oldies that aren't old racist white people, basically. And my comment for them is grew up on these, because I did. Again, me running around in my dad's truck as a child listening to these songs. Let me tell y'all. The music that you get from your parents is crazy, because from my mom's side, I get like 80s pop. From my dad, I get like fucking country, bluegrass, whatever this oldie, goldie shit is that I love.
See, mine would be the reverse. For my mom, I got country. And then
country,
like,
for my mom, too, though.
Early 2000s, like Lady Gaga and Rihanna and Evanescence. And then my dad was Ben Folds, Green Day, Foo Fighters, Smashing Pumpkins.
Wow.
All of like the punk stuff. But my mom would play it for me.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting. Like, I don't know, when you get your music taste from your parents and then you grow up and you have your own set of music. So, like, mine is rap.
Same.
You know, I got rap. I got
pop.
Stuff
your parent just do not listen to.
Like, stuff that I can't play in the car with my mom in the car.
Yep.
Like, when I get in the car, I immediately just turn on an 80s playlist because I know she's going to like that. But I can't turn on, like, 21 Savage. I could, but, like,
oh, no, I could
not. She ain't gonna be vibing to it.
I could not. I played her one Tyler, the Creator song. It was I Think. And she was like, what is this? Turn this off.
What? Come on.
I know.
Tyler, the Creator. So great.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. That one was 3 hours and 24 minutes, by the way.
I'm not doing the fucking timestamps.
Okay, fine. We won't do the fucking timestamps. Whatever.
Okay, me next. This is the first Taylor playlist. I think I counted this morning and I have 7 playlist just dedicated to Taylor.
Damn.
I have 6 7. Dedicated to the neighborhood.
We'll you gotta get up to 13 though.
We'll get to those eventually. So this first one is all time Taylor faves, and the picture is her at the Met Gala. I think it was last year.
Mm.
and she's holding a glass of wine, yes, like doing like a weird face, and it's just what it sounds like. Oh, my favorite, like the top songs from each album.
Okay, you want to give like some examples of what you're talking? Okay, I know Mirrorball's up there.
Mirrorball's on here. The Last Time is my favorite song from Red. Dear John, Story of Us, Forever and Always, Champagne Problems.
What's your favorite rep song?
My favorite rep song is Don't Blame Me.
As it should be.
And then So It Goes is a close second.
Mm-hmm. Don't Blame Me is definitely one of my top favorite ones. And then also Gorgeous and Getaway Car.
Of course.
The entire
Getaway
album.
Car. Yeah.
Getaway Car. Come on now.
Next.
Next is one of my all-time favorite playlists that I love. It's called Middle School Me is Quaking.
Oh, no.
Here's the picture. It is a picture of SpongeBob in a fucking crab suit.
Iconic.
It's very iconic. I will read the comment that I have under here because it's really funny. And it says, rather die than think about my 12-year-old self, but here's a playlist to bring those suppressed memories to the front of my brain so I can think about them for the next 50 years of my life.
Oh, God.
And it has three saves.
Sweet.
Shout out. 22 hours and 9 minutes.
Oh, my God. Grayson.
And it has just a bunch of throwback songs that I listened to when I was a child that I probably shouldn't have because literally Nicki Minaj, T-Pain, Lil Wayne, Drake, Beyonce, Fetty Wap.
Not Fetty Wap. Oh, God. That brought back a memory.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
This is my middle school playlist. Like, when I tell you that Mercy by Kanye West literally was my favorite song in, like, 7th grade, it was.
That's crazy.
That was my favorite song. Let me tell y'all. Back on Instagram, me in 7th grade on Instagram, I made a collage of me and my friends, and that song was put over it. Like, over top of that. And I was like, my favorite people and my favorite song? It was Mercy by Kanye West. Like, are you kidding me? But it's got a lot of Kanye West. Kanye West, as sad as it is to say, is one of my favorite artists. Has been one of my favorite artists.
Yeah, we're really
since
exposing
school.
Ourselves. I've got some canceled artists on
yeah,
mine, too.
You know,
I'm so sorry, guys.
So sorry, but
I really am sorry.
It's just the truth. You know, it's just,
I feel like people who pretend like they don't listen to anyone problematic or like love anyone,
there's,
not even love anyone problematic, but like read anyone problematic, like you're lying.
There's literally,
you're literally lying.
No way that there's a single person on this earth that does not listen to a canceled artist. They're all canceled.
Or read a canceled artist, follow a canceled artist.
Right, like name one artist
the
that hasn't been canceled.
I know, the hypocrisy. All famous people are just shit, so let's just move on.
They're just,
okay?
You know, rich famous people, and like, you know, that sucks, but, like, the music's good. I'm sorry.
Not the music.
I mean, it's just good.
My viewpoint is, like, me not listening to them is not going to change how rich they are.
No, literally.
It's not going to change it.
And
it's really not going to change it at all.
Well, it also doesn't change the shit that they say or do.
This is very
like,
true.
Me listening to Mercy by Kanye West doesn't change the fact that he's an asshole. Like, it wouldn't
yes.
matter whether I listen to him or not.
This
so
is true.
I might as well just listen to it. Like,
oh, what if we get canceled?
Well, it was great having this podcast, guys. Episode 2, already canceled. The canceled episode.
For real. That's funny.
But yeah, Rihanna, Chris Brown, again, sorry.
That one.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. There's not.
Chris Brown? Girl.
I know. You know, it was middle school me. Like, this is the shit they would play on, like, those middle school awkward dances.
Yes.
That they would throw on, and, like,
yes.
me and my friends would just go and then stand in the corner.
Yes.
You know, everybody would stand
yes.
in the corner.
Yes.
Basically.
Sit on the bleachers, yep.
Yeah, sit on the bleachers, get a little bit of punch.
Yeah.
Be there until, like, 7 p.m. and I'm texting my
and
mom.
And then leave.
Come get me. My mom's scared. Please pick me up. You know? And Fifth Harmony,
accurate.
Too. I was a harmonizer.
I have so many Fifth Harmony videos on my For You page right now. I swear it's because of you.
It probably is, but it's like they're making a comeback, or like the song, the music is making a comeback for some reason on TikTok, and I don't understand.
I will admit, Miss Moving On, it was a banger.
The way that
it was a banger.
Let me tell you, this might have to be another podcast episode because the way that you could play literally 1 second of any Fifth Harmony song and I would immediately know it.
That's kind of scary.
I'm telling you guys, I was in the trenches. I was on Stan Twitter at like 13. At 13,
the Stan Twitter is
fighting,
crazy.
Fighting for my life on Stan Twitter. Let me tell you, that if I went through that, I would definitely be canceled. We're going to move on from that. Please don't go find my Stan Twitter account. Okay. I don't think anybody could find it, honestly.
But that's good.
That's not a challenge. Please don't do that.
Okay.
Maybe not, though. Go ahead.
Next is Beach House Faves. The picture is an old meme of, like, this little boy with the headphones on screaming.
Yes,
like, Jay
Versace.
Yes.
He is a producer now for music and has produced for, I think, Tyler, the Creator, actually.
Literally Slay. But this has also not been uploaded, and most of it is literally the entire albums. Just...
Yeah.
I don't really listen to it anymore because I just put the entirety of Beach House on shuffle when I want to listen to Beach House, or I just go to one album.
There you go.
But it's there.
It's there.
But it's not really accurate.
It's just like a...
It's literally every single
capsule.
Song.
Every single song? Oh my god. It's just a time
most
capsule.
Of them. Like, there's no reason a favorites playlist should be 5 hours long.
I mean.
Yeah. Like, girl, that's not narrowing it down.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting back, like, playlist? The 24 hours to 5 hours. I mean.
Oh my god. Yeah. My favorites playlist just has literally all of the songs. Every album.
For real. You know? I can't choose.
So then they're just all your favorites.
Your turn.
Okay. Or whatever. next playlist.
Listen,
is...
we've got a lot to get through, okay?
We do. We've already been recording for
half
30
an
minutes.
Hour, and I have homework.
I have homework. Me too. I haven't done my binding yet.
I did that before it came. I was like, let me do this, because if not, I'm not going to do it.
We got class at 2 p.m., you guys, and it's 11 now, so we got to get through this shit. Okay. My next playlist is called Straight Vibin' Out Ya, and it's 7 hours and 20 minutes, and it's just some new discoveries and cool sounds, which is a bunch of songs. This one comes from like 2020, I think, and whenever I would just find a really cool song, I would just add it here. So we've got like Joey Badass,
I used to be so devastated.
We got Freddie Gibbs, we've got more Joey Badass because I love Joey Badass, Code of the Friend, shout out, just a bunch of songs that I probably wouldn't normally listen to. We got Caged Elephant in here. Mac DeMarco.
Yeah! I love him. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Another canceled artist.
Well, you know, Salad Days.
I love him.
Such a great song.
I never stopped listening to him either. I was like, this is one, y'all. I can't, y'all. This is my beach music. Fuck.
This is my beach music. You know, it is what it is. Summer Walker, though. We've got, I don't know, we got a bunch of stuff. IDK, Cousin Stiz, Samino, SZA, love my girl SZA, shout out. Tame Impala, Kendrick Lamar. We got all kinds of stuff in here. Tyler, Creator. Just good sounds, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah. Next up for you.
Next is another Ben Folds playlist.
Not
it's
another one.
Folds with a Z. And it's him, like, pushing up his glasses, flipping people off. And it's the faves. It's
The last
it's
one
not
was
every
faves.
It's not every single song. Mm-hmm. This is the last one was all of Ben Folds.
Oh, okay.
This is like the songs
narrowing.
This
it
is
down.
What I put on in the car with my mom. I narrowed it down from like what was it, 6-7 hours to 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, cut it in half.
Yeah, cut it in half.
So there's him. That's the last of him though.
That's
him.
The last of him.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out Ben Folds.
I love him. I saw him in concert in Greenville.
Really?
Me and my mom cried and held hands.
Oh, when did you see him?
2016.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I was a freshman. I had my glasses on. I was wearing my glasses.
Let
me pull up a picture.
Oh, yeah, guys.
That was a good... It was a good concert.
I know that Haley's locking in when she pulls out the glasses and puts them on. She's only done that a couple times.
Those are my blue light glasses. Those are not my, like...
Oh.
Oh, no. Did I delete them?
She's always got the contacts in.
It was right before I got gigged, though.
Oh!
Yeah, it was September 2016. This was October. So, that was me. I don't have the pic... I was looking at these last night and I almost started crying.
God. Her showing me pictures of her dog.
Your baby!
Oh,
okay, anyway.
God.
Sorry.
Oh, crying.
I can't go back to that time because I'll start crying.
Okay, we're going to move on then.
Moving on.
We're going to move on to this playlist called My Reincarnated Soul Was From the 90s. And the comment for this is, the 90s just hits different. The fashion and music, God, I love it. I give almost anything to spend a week in the 90s. And that's so true. I love 90s fashion. Jesus, I started choking. Sorry, guys. I love 90s fashion. I love 90s music. Not all these songs are actually from the 90s, but it gives 90s vibes. But we got all kinds of stuff. It's mainly like Tupac. We got Biggie Smalls. Mobb Deep. We've got Junior Mafia. Blackstreet, you know, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E. Naughty by Nature. Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Wu-Tang Clan, you know. Da, 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 da. All that good stuff. Let me tell you. Rap beef is not what it is. Not what it used to be. You know, back when Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G. were fighting, they would name drop, call each other all kinds of things in their songs. Now it's just like, it, you know.
Megan's Law.
Yeah, shout out Megan's Law. Shout out Megan Thee Stallion and not Nicki Minaj. But, yeah, and this, the picture for this is Tupac.
Yeah.
Flipping people off.
Slay.
So.
I love that outfit he's got on.
Hell yeah. So, yes. Yeah. That's my 90s old rap era.
Slay.
Love it so much.
Okay, my next one is the first of the neighborhood.
The first of the neighborhood.
It's called Chip Chrome for his Chip Chrome phase. So it's all the newest stuff. And it's a picture of Jesse dressed as Chip Chrome in all his glory. And it's literally every song from this era. Like,
okay.
That's all it is. Yep. Because the eras are so different. It's like Taylor Swift. Like, it's so vastly different. And they had the album, and then they had, like, the deluxe EP, and then they had a single before they went on their hiatus.
Mm.
And so that's what, it's all here.
See, this just shows how different our playlists are.
I know, we're like, so different.
Mine is like a bunch of different songs, and Haley's is just like, I'm going to put the album on
a playlist. Like two albums together.
Like, why go and just play the album when I could just put it into a playlist and then play it from the playlist?
Usually, it's more than at least one album. It's like similar albums of the same vibe.
Mm.
Let me try to excuse myself.
It's like you basically just put one artist into the queue.
Yes.
That's it.
Continue, goddammit.
Okay, fine, whatever. This next playlist is called If I Had a Girlfriend, This Would Be Her Playlist. And the comment says, I'm just saying. And it's 9 hours and 35 minutes. And it has one save. I have no idea who that save is, actually. Shout out, though. But it has a bunch of different songs on it. We've got Bryson Tiller, Ariana Grande, Joy Badass once again. Love my man. Pop Smoke is even up here. Junae Aiko, Daniel Caesar. We got some Drake up here. SZA, Chance the Rapper, Kalani, my girl.
I'm sorry.
Kendrick Lamar. Oh, we're gonna get copyrighted, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out where all my fucking music has gone.
See, this
it keeps disappearing.
Exactly. See, this is sponsored by Spotify. Spotify is currently winning in this fucking episode.
I think when I've been deleting, like, these playlists, like, it's deleting the music.
It doesn't know what's going on.
It's deleting the music, and I've deleted so many playlists, so now I'm a little scared.
Why would it do that, though?
I don't know.
See, that's why you gotta get Spotify. You're not really selling Apple Music here. You are not selling them.
Now I'm, like, concerned. Anyways. I'm gonna have to go back through all my music and re-download it. So,
see?
Cheers.
And that is why you guys need to get Spotify. Don't get Apple Music, because when you delete your playlist, it will delete the songs, and you'll never be able to find those songs again. You won't even remember. Anyways, moving on.
Anyways.
You're up next, if you even have a playlist that doesn't have deleted songs on it.
So, the next playlist is called Country. And it's a picture of an American flag truck.
Oh, yeah.
And it has Zac Brown, Darius Rucker. It has some The Chicks on it.
Oh, yeah.
Some Eric Church and Kacey Musgraves. And then it has, like, Blake Shelton and, like, Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert. Like, hits. Bartender.
Yeah.
Need You Now.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. I have my own country playlist. I don't think it's a public one, but I'll go through that one, too. Actually, let me do that one now, so I don't forget it. I already know it. My country playlist is called A Yee Yee Summer. And the The photo of it is so funny. Hold on, let me pull it up. I gotta show Haley this.
Oh, no.
Because it's so funny. I was playing this the other day when I was coming home, because I was like, I'm kind of in a country mood while I was in dead stop traffic.
Me scared. All my playlists have changed. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
I am listening.
I know you are. It's okay.
I just don't understand, like, why it's deleting the songs. I just want to remove the playlist. Fuck.
Well, oh, here we go. Okay, it's this picture of this...
That's iconic, actually.
This old picture of this man holding his cowboy hat, and he's screaming over top of some mountains. And the comment on it is, "We in the South." And it's 10 hours and 58 minutes long. Let me make this public, actually. I need y'all to see my country playlist. Make public, yeah. Add to... Well, the internet is not good right now, so it's not going to do it, but...
I know, yeah. I'm struggling.
Carrie Underwood, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Florida Georgia Lawn, Jason Aldean. Jason Aldean.
Girl.
Sorry.
As long as it's not that one song.
No, hell no, it ain't that song. I would never listen to that song. It's literally just Dirt Road Anthem. I think that's the only Jason Aldean song I have up here. The only one I listen to. Okay. Josh Turner, Kid Rock. God, Kid Rock. Fuck you. Little Big Town, Luke Bryan, Rascal Flatts, Ronnie Atkins, Sam Hunt, Darius Rucker, John Anderson. It's got like this is like actual country, not just country, but
country.
Actual country. Trace Adkins. I need to make like a country album or playlist. The country. This is just literally country.
I gotta go.
Dolly Parton, of course, my girl. Kenny Chesney. Literally, Hank Williams Jr. is up here. Again, shout out my dad, because this is the shit that I had to listen to. And, you know, I got used to it. So, yeah. Shout out John Anderson. Great, great artist, honestly. Oh, got old Taylor Swift up here. Country Taylor Swift. Alan Jackson. But, yeah. John Anderson, I think my dad met him before. My dad has met Willie Nelson, too. Oh. My dad... Well, I guess I can say this. My dad smoked weed with Willie Nelson. So.
Slay!
As he should. Shout out Willie Nelson when he used to come to my hometown a lot to put on shows. And my dad being the person that he is and is always in the right place at the right time and always meets the right people, he got to do that. So, shout out.
Okay, so apparently you can't delete playlists. You have to remove the songs and then delete the playlist and then add all the songs back.
Again, this is why you get Spotify, so, because then you can just delete a playlist and it's okay. Your songs are fine.
So I'm just going to skip the ones that I would delete.
Okay.
Oh, next.
Not really selling it here, but yeah.
Okay.
You go ahead.
So next we have another artist album called Death Cab Faves.
Okay.
And it's this, what appears to be a nice Indian man. Horizontally hanging on to the back of a taxi.
This is a crazy
photo.
Because
it's Death Cab for Cutie and, like, cab, I guess.
Yeah.
Once again, it's most of every album.
Mm.
But not all of every album. Because their albums were really long. So, like, when I want to listen to Death Cab, this is what I play. I don't go to, like, the artist. I go to this.
Here we go.
So, there you go.
Yeah, your playlist
the next one's really going to expose me.
Oh, boy. Okay, then. Let's get to mine, then, which is my all-time favorites playlist. That needs to be updated, honestly. And some of these songs need to be taken off, because they're not...
Are slacking
my
on our playlist.
Just
game.
Slacking a little bit. But this one's called Internalized, and it's because these songs literally are a part of me.
Slay.
And these songs have literally saved my life, kept me alive.
Slay.
So far, it's 6 hours and 21 minutes, but I need to definitely work on this playlist a lot, because I have a lot of faves that need to go up here, and some need to be just taken off, but... Some highlights from this playlist would be Float On by Modest Mouse, which is my all-time favorite song
yes.
of literally any and everything. If I had to only have one song to live, like, to have for the rest of my life, it would be that song.
Damn.
That song has literally saved my life so much. So, that song, again with the Too Young to Burn by Sunny and the Sunsets, Perfume by Roy Blair, Homesick by Noah Kahan. That song means everything to me. Gonna get tattooed on my body. at some point. Hell yeah. Death Cup by Mom Jeans, one of my all-time faves. Crash My Car by Coin. Shout out Coin. Good old Hozier, you know, work song. Love that song. Cardigan by Taylor Swift, my all-time favorite Taylor Swift song. Love the Folklore album. That's literally one of the best songs she's ever made, in my opinion. Heaven by Mark Diamond is one of my all-time fave songs, too. Can't live without it. Breeze Blocks by Alt-J. I don't listen to that much of Alt-J, but Breeze Blocks, shout out.
Yes.
Love that song.
Great song.
It's so good.
Great song.
And a bunch of Mac Miller, Arctic Monkeys, you know how it is, the neighborhood. Sweater Weather, my God. Sweater Weather is one of the top fucking best songs ever made.
I just remember being in seventh grade, my superiority complex era, and like, oh, that song's so overplayed. Like, it's not my favorite song. Now I'm like, every time it's a no skip. Like, I will never skip that song.
It's
iconic for a reason. It's so fucking good.
It's such a good song. I don't know what the fuck they were doing when they made that song.
He was on one. I don't know.
He was on one. Wow. Let me tell you. That is one of the best fucking songs ever.
It's so good.
Yes. And of course, my other two all-time favorite songs, Redbone by Charles Gambino. Shout out Donald Glover. I love you, man. That is one of the best songs ever fucking created, too. An Exchange by Bryson Tiller, of course. Shout out Renee Rapp, who fucking covered that shit with Bryson Tiller on tour. I need her to drop the cover, because damn, please, Renee Rapp, if you're listening, if you're out there, dear God, we have to be a couple of degrees away, girl, because you're from Charlotte, so come on out. Actually, yeah, we are, because of what Dave just said. Shout out, girl. Love you. Please, dear God, please drop the cover. I need it. So, yeah.
Okay, this is the first embarrassing one.
Here we go, guys.
It's called Disney, and...
Oh, not Disney.
The photo cover is, like, where all the princesses were together. So we've got...
Mind you, okay, yesterday in class, in my film theory class, we were shitting on Disney. Because he's a terrible human being.
He is!
He's such a terrible human being.
He's terrible. But the songs slap. I'm sorry. The song... Alan Menken is not a terrible... As far as I know, is not a terrible human being. And that man writes the best fucking songs. Okay, so we got Mulan. We've got Tangled. We've got...
Just a fucking Disney
The Little Mermaid, the old one. We've got Hercules. We've got...
Not the
Pocahontas.
Disney adult.
We've got Moana. We've got Beauty and the Beast. We've got Lemonade Mouth. We've got High School Musical. We've got fucking Teen Beach Movie. This is also a playlist that I made for me and Sam in the car. Because Sam is a Disney freak like me.
That's crazy.
And a musical freak. And so that used to be our go-to car playlist. But listen,
sometimes.
Yeah,
I hate musicals. The way she just looked at me was crazy.
Well, I've got some musical playlists, so we'll get there eventually.
I know you do. I know you do. My God, you and your fucking Glee.
It's not Glee.
I know that shit's up there.
It's not on there, I don't think.
That, I don't think. Keyword, I don't think.
I do have it on my phone.
Of course you do.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, next playlist is Fuck. Hold on. Okay, here we go.
Oh, it's called... I thought it was called Fuck. I was
No, I just, like, messed up for a second. So, this song is called Now You're Lost, which comes from the lyrics of Lost by Frank Ocean. And it's a picture of Frank Ocean.
Wow, shocking. And it's Frank...
Shocking.
Is it a Frank Ocean?
It's not, actually.
Oh, okay.
But the comment on this is Lost in the Heat of It All, because, again, another lyric from Lost by Frank Ocean. I love that song so much. But it's not... This, honestly, might be the only Frank Ocean... Yeah, it's a really short playlist. It's only 49 minutes. I never finished it, but... I had listened to that song and got so inspired that I had to create a playlist that gave me vibes of that song and of Frank Ocean. So we have, like, ASAP Rocky up here. Honestly, a bunch of artists I don't think people would know. Like Miller Blue, Max Red, 49th and Main. Just, like, some smaller artists, I guess. And they give me the vibes of Frank Ocean.
This is so concerning because I have so many more to go.
Oh, boy. I have a couple more to go. But that's okay. You can keep going.
Okay. Okay, so next is the second Taylor playlist. It's called Driving Taylor.
The second
Taylor and playlist. It's young, the picture is young Taylor Swift with a spelling bee shirt, and she's like, she's like
14 bragging. In the picture.
And, you know, sometimes, like, I just don't want to listen to Epiphany while I'm driving. And
I understand.
So it's, like, songs that, like, I want to listen to when I'm on the highway.
Yeah.
Going 90 miles an hour.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
And I will give you the length on this one because it's really long. It is 8 hours, 51 minutes.
Yeah.
So slay.
Jesus,
road I guess trip. Most of them are traffic songs.
Most of them are traffic songs. I understand that, though. Okay. Next playlist is similar to the last one and is called I'm Still Young, which is a lyric from the song Drunk Face by MGK. And the comment on it is, I'll grow up next summer, which is also another lyric from that song. Because Drunk Face, such a great song, In 2022, Drunk Face by MGK was my number one song when I got my Spotify Wrapped back. A cancelable artist. No, he is not better than Eminem. Love you dearly, Colson, but Eminem all the time. But yeah, it mainly has his pop punk phase. We're not gonna talk about it, but the fucking songs are good. To me, they are good. So we have a bunch of MGK songs. We have Trippie Redd. We have Young Blood. We have fucking honestly that type of vibe. So like Lil Uzi Vert, Mod Sun, Ian Dior, like those type of artists, is on this playlist. So I know we'll move past it. People aren't giving me shit for MGK, but I like MGK. Okay, shout out Colson.
Okay, so the next playlist is my most iconic playlist. It's called Fast.
Oh, I know about this playlist, guys.
And the picture is, like, this woman in, like, this car, and I guess she's, like, drifting, and then she's, like, screaming in the background. This is my interstate driving music. It is 17 hours, 17 minutes. It's just got, like, literally, this is my music
Fiend.
Taste. This is my music taste represented. Like, you've got fucking Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga out of the neighborhood. You've got old Katy Perry. You've got, like, Neutral Milk Hotel. Then you've got The Weeknd. Then you've got Tyler, the Creator. Then you've got fucking 21 Savage. Then you've got Girl in Red. Like,
it gets from,
Florence
like,
and the
Red,
Machine.
Yeah,
you've got Super Freaky
Scott.
Girl. Like, literally.
Super Freaky Girl.
And then you've got Taylor. Like, then you've got No Hands. Like, it's crazy.
It's
and
all
we
over
will
the place.
Be listening to it when I drive home this weekend. Because I can't listen to literally anything else on the interstate. And it does make me a worse driver. But it fits the vibes, so it's like
it's
my favorite.
Fun.
It's my favorite playlist.
No, I need a playlist like that. My shower playlist is kind of like that, where it's like literally any and everything. Like we'll go from Justin Bieber to fucking killer rap 21 Savage. Like he's talking about slaughtering people. Like
yes,
you know.
Yes,
it is what it is. Katy Perry to fucking King Von. Like that's just what it is. Okay, my next playlist is just emojis. And it's a picture of this frog that I took like 2 summers ago. And I was like, he gives me good vibes. And the comment on it is, it just feels good in my brain. And I'll describe these emojis. So it is a green heart, rainbow, ocean wave, the little sparkles, cucumbers, a lightning bolt, and the sun. And it gives me summer vibes, but like whimsical. So like we've got some Hozier up here, SZA, Clairo, Summer Walker, Ariana Grande, Willow, Kalani, Kali Uchis,
yes,
Victoria Monet, all that good stuff, Childish Gambino, a Kanye West song, I know, Mac DeMarco,
yes,
Dolly Parton,
Mac
Harry Styles, Ryan Beatty, Adele, love my girl Adele, Dr. Dog, all that good stuff. So it's just very summery.
I have started skipping, by the way, because most of these are artist ones, and I'm like, I can't keep explaining myself. So next is the third Taylor Swift playlist.
The third
Taylor Swift. It's called Folk More.
Ah, okay.
And the picture is Taylor from the You Belong With Me music video with the sign saying, You Okay? And it's literally all of Folklore and all of Evermore combined.
Yes,
because
the sister albums.
I love listening to them together.
Yes. Even though Taylor Swift likes to forget Evermore. She does not exist.
She does exist.
She does.
She's got a long ass playlist set list on that damn tour. It's devoted to Evermore. It's like shocking. Yeah,
she's making up for her forgetting about Evermore.
Yes, this is true.
But yes, the sister albums.
Love them.
Love them. Love them dearly. Okay, this next playlist is just a cross, and it's a picture of my feet. Not my actual feet, but like outfit. And
not the dogs.
Not the dogs. Those will never be public. Never.
Retweet.
It's my shoes. I should have explained that. It's my shoes. Anyways, it's a cross, but you would think, oh shit, religious music? Nah, it's Kanye West. It is it is Kanye West religious music. So we have the, you know, low lights, ultralight beam, follow God, Jesus is Lord, God is on God, Father stretch my hands, part one, touch the sky, praise God, believe what I say. It is godly music, but Kanye West edition is not actual Christian music, because I don't listen to actual Christian music, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that That's is my religion, really cool. Kanye West, unfortunately.
So really quick, I'll go through, like, three artist playlists just because the pictures are funny.
Okay.
So we have Florence Faves, Florence and the Machine. It's a picture of her on the phone, mm-hmm. and she looks like a mother. Then we have Foo Fighters, and it's Dave Grohl dressed up in, like, this, like, pigtails, and he has braces on.
Hell yeah.
I just love him so much. He's iconic.
I know that
Then Girlpool, it's a picture of Pablo Escobar from Narcos on the swing, like, he's, like, contemplating life.
Hell yeah.
And it's, they're both, all three are just, like, faves, backslash, all the songs.
Hell yeah.
So, congrats.
Congrats. Okay.
Speed round.
My next playlist is another one that is of my shoes. And it's called October 22.
Oh, no.
And it was from October of 2022.
Wow.
Because of 2022, I used to make monthly playlists, and I got rid of a bunch of them because, yeah. Although I like this one, though, and it gives good vibes. We've got Ty Dolla $ign, Drake, XXXTentacion, Lil Peep, 21 Savage, Lil Uzi Vert, Big Sean, Kodak Black, Young Boy Never Broke Again, NBA Young Boy, you know, NLE Choppa, 2088, shout out Janae Aiko and Big Sean for that one. It's just good vibes, you know? It gives me October vibes. Where it's just, like, spooky, but killer.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
Moving on. Haley doesn't know what the fuck I'm saying. Moving on.
Next one is Green Day Faves.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
And I can't even describe the picture.
Wow.
But I feel like it fits the vibes. And yeah, it's literally, like, my favorites. Again, if I want to listen to Green Day, I listen to this album, or this playlist, and I don't go to, like, the shuffle all the songs.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's it.
I have so many more.
Okay, well, we'll move on quickly then. My next one is called Intro Jams, and that is because I have a very cinematic brain, and I'm always directing in my brain, and these are songs that would be like the intro to a movie. So, honestly, it's a bunch of like Mac Miller, Ice Cube, Nas, The World Is Yours by Nas, one of the best songs ever. That just gives good vibes. California Love by Tupac. No More Questions by Easy. We've got some MF Doom. Kanye West again. Jay-Z. Outkast. Kendrick Lamar. Tyler Creator. J. Cole. Just songs that would be like an intro. Or like, you know those really like creative looking YouTube videos that people will create, and it's like a drone, and it's like going over like the top of a city or something? This is, like, a song that would be playing over top of that, because that is what literally is happening in my brain 24/7, is I'm just directing and living in... My brain is just cinematography, honestly. And I need these songs in order to help me achieve that vision. So, those are intro jams. Back to you.
Okay. I will lump these two together.
Okay.
So, I have the Ham Faves, and it's the picture of Lin-Manuel Miranda biting... his lip,
mm-hmm.
and it's just what it sounds like. It's my favorites. And then I also have, not it playing.
Copyright.
Then we have Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
And My mom made this. Literally. You can tell my mom made this because it's capitalized. It's and capitalized. The picture is Hamilton. And it's...
like actual
and then,
Hamilton.
Like, the caption is Hamilton. And then it's just all the songs from Hamilton.
It's a literal picture of Hamilton. Like,
because again,
the actual
Apple,
Hamilton.
Like, Apple Music, like, separates it really weird in the library, I guess, because there are so many artists in the Hamilton cast. So we had to put it all. And then I went in and, like, put them in order.
Dead-ass picture of Hamilton. Like, on the fucking...
literally, like, the portrait of him.
On, like, the fucking $10 bill, that Hamilton.
Yes. Oh, and what about it?
Shout out Hamilton. Shout out fucking founding fathers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but...
well, not really, but, yeah.
Shout out to the musical, I guess.
Shout out to the musical. Fuck the actual founding fathers. Okay, next playlist is called 2024, and it is me adding a song to this playlist every single day. So the title, or the comment of it is 366 songs, because if y'all don't know, this year's a leap year, so it's 366 days.
I tried to do that, but I lost count somewhere.
I have lost count, and I'm behind, so there's...
I'm behind!
The last song I added is 367 AM by Worst Party Ever. Such a great song.
I'm behind.
I don't know how many... I wish it would tell you how many songs is on the playlist. It doesn't.
Oh, see, mine does. But that's how I know I'm behind.
Oh, shit. So the time on this one is 2 hours and 22 minutes, and we are filming on 222. And my angel number is 222, just so y'all know. I've seen 222 so much today already. So shout out that. That's actually pretty dope.
It's kind of freaky.
It's crazy. Literally last night, I saw this dude. I was staying there, and on his hat, it, like, had his, I guess, like, his Instagram ad or something, and it said 222. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. But, yeah. So I'm behind on this playlist, but I'm going to try and catch up on it. I'm going to add a song every day for the rest of this year, and then on, like, December 31st, I'll look back at it and see what I was listening to and everything. Going through it.
Mine's just 21 Savage. Like, the past 8 songs, it's just 21 Savage.
Oh, my God. It's all kinds of stuff up here. 2 Chainz, Harry Styles, Renee Rapp, Taylor Swift, Noah Kahan, Charles Gambino, The Neighborhood. It's all kinds of stuff up here. Vince Staples, I love you.
I've noticed that recently.
Oh, my God. That fucking album is so damn good. Ramona Parr broke my heart. Oh, such a good album.
Okay.
Okay.
So, next playlist is the second Neighborhood playlist. It's called Hard to Imagine. I need to remove these photos because one of the band members was canceled, and I don't like to see him.
Just crop them out.
But, so basically this era, me giving the lore, began with, like, 2 EPs and then the album. And then in the album they dropped, they included songs from some of the EPs, but not all of the songs. And this was when I went to see them live. So this holds a very special place in my heart. But it just has all the songs from that era from all the different EPs and albums.
Crazy how different our playlist
is. I know. It's truly
like kind of mine's wild. Like actual playlists, like where you
bitch,
put
shut
songs,
the fuck up.
Where you put songs on playlists.
Listen, whore.
Fucking albums.
Damn.
She loves me, girl. She loves me.
Damn.
She didn't know she was going to come here and get fucking...
tore up.
Tore hell up. Anyways, moving on.
Anyways.
My next playlist is called Cinematic Writing, and it is my writing playlist.
I have one, too.
And the title of it is Locked In and Crafting. And it's a picture of my fuck-ass blondes at my apartment. But, like, it's kind of slay.
Fuck-ass blondes.
But yeah, it's just some songs that help me get into my little writing mode. So we got some Hozier, Alt Bloom, Joy Badass, Mac Miller, a lot of Mac Miller actually, Mac DeMarco, The Memories. Oh my God, such a good band. But yeah, that just helps me get into writing mode.
Okay, this next playlist is an actual playlist.
Oh, my God, finally.
It's called Indie.
After, like, 50.
The name is cringy, but it's called Indie because I just feel like it fits the vibes. The picture is a skeleton and fairy wings.
Hell yeah.
And it's my Indie playlist. So, this is actually probably one of my most listened to ones. I've got Wasteblood, Soccer Mommy, Girl Pool, Lucy Dacus, Boy Genius, obviously, Mazzy Star, Soccer Mommy, Phoebe Bridgers.
Hell yeah.
I
love Indie music.
Girl in Red, Claro, Sharon Van Etten, love her. Mazzy Star, Bia Badoobie, obviously my girl Ethel Kane, shout out.
Oh my god,
Ethel Gracie Kane. Gracie Abrams, yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's 7 hours. It's amazing. That is my slow driving music. Like, when I take the back roads, I listen to my indie playlist.
Hell yeah. The back roads.
To keep me calm. So don't ride people's asses.
You can't be listening to Fiend and the fucking back roads in the back country. No. Fucking Immortal by 21 Savage.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. Jesus. I love indie music. It's one of my top favorite genres, gotta say. This next playlist is an interesting one. It's a picture of me, but it's titled My Stomach. Jesus.
You're hungry.
I know, honestly. It's titled I Want to Be Remembered, and this was when I was going through it. And I was in the rock bottom stage here. And so I had to put, it's mainly all Noah Kahan. And then there's a little bit, there's like one Jelly Roll song, Cave Town, The Neighborhood, Zach Bryan, Benson Boone. That song, Beautiful Things by Benson Boone, one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life. Let me tell you, I put that shit on repeat like fucking 50 times in 1 week because I was going through it and I was ready to drive off the cliff. literally, this title is the to comment on this is just stay a little while longer because I was ready to drive off the cliff. But I'm okay now. Don't worry, guys. I'm all good. But this song brings me back and makes me reminds myself that I will live.
Oh, okay. So.
Anyways, moving on.
This is another speed round.
Okay,
speed round. Of multiple artist playlists. So we have Jesse Favorites, okay. Lead singer from The Neighborhood. He's got so many fucking EPs and singles, I just have to put them all in one place. Then we have Casey Faves, Casey Musgraves. Oh, I forgot to describe the picture. So the Jesse picture is him in like a blue wig with a Leo shirt on and sunglasses.
Oh my god.
It's old. Casey Faves, she looks like a queen. The picture is from her like Christmas episode. Again, this is what I listen to instead of putting her on shuffle. Lady Gaga faves, this picture of her flipping someone off.
Hell yeah.
And
as she should be.
Love that album. Love that album, love that playlist. Then we have LDR faves, Lana Del Rey. It's a picture of like, I think that's from Jimmy Neutron. It's like his mom.
It's the mom.
And it's like edited onto the Born to Die background. And again, I don't listen. God. I don't like all of her songs, so I have to keep them. And then we have the Lord playlist.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like her on, I guess it's like Jimmy Kimmel or something, and it's like edited so her face is distorted. Then
oh my god.
We have a Lucy plus Phoebe playlist. So it's like all of Boy Genius, all of Phoebe, and then most of Lucy Dacus. And it's this like edited magazine art of this woman crying as a picture. Very relatable. Then we have I just need to delete these. Miss Phoebe. It's all Phoebe Bridgers, and it's her looking like a popsicle.
Hell yeah.
Then this is the last one in the speed round. We have a Mr. Styles. And, oh! This man. It's him drinking a martini on, like SNL or something.
She wants to be the martini.
Yeah, I do. And it's just literally every single song.
Oh, my God. Every song of
Why can't
every
I just
album.
Put them on shuffle? I don't know. But
you gotta have them all in one place.
Anyway. That's my speed round.
This next one is titled Good Morning Kanye with the little salute emoji. And there's actually not that many Kanye West songs up here. The first song up here is Heartless by The Weeknd, and this is because I was entering my villain era, bad bitch mode. So it's got Heartless, Waves by Kanye West. It's got Drake, 21 Savage, you know, the good old Red Rum, Nina, Red Skull, Fiend, one of Haley's top faves.
Fiend.
Hiss by Megan Thee Stallion, shout out Megan's Law. Sorry About Beyonce, Flood at the Face by Lil Uzi Vert.
This
I know,
what you've been
Travis
playing
Scott.
In the car recently.
It is. I play this playlist. Because I was... Took Her to the O by King Von. Like, this is the villain era playlist. It's Getting Hot by NLE Choppa. It's kind of crazy how much I play that song, but I fucking love that song. It's so damn good. Never Lose Me by Flo Milli. Like, come on now. Such a good song. The Race by TK. Shout out TK. He literally murdered someone, but shout out. But yeah, this is a good playlist. I like this one. This is my angry playlist. Facts by Kanye West, the Charlie Heat version. That's when you're angry. You play that shit.
So isn't that what your was on repeat? Other.
Yes, because I was angry.
Okay.
So I play that one. It was on repeat like fucking 25 times probably. We're friends on AirBuds, so she just sees when I replay this shit all the time.
Okay, the next two are really gonna expose me. I'm gonna group them together.
Okay.
So it's called Musicals, and it's
damn musicals
from The Simpsons, and she's like hiding her face from the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna lie, this is in a specific order that I used to listen to on my way home because I wanted to sing to them in a way that was beneficial. So we have Wicked, we have Hamilton, we have Les Mis, we have Chicago, we have fucking Dear Evan Hansen, we've got Burlesque, we've got Phantom of the Opera, we've got One Cat Song, we've got Dreamgirls, Beyonce, Queen, we've got fucking Sound of Music, then we've got La La Land, we've got Man or Muppet, Slay, then we have Into the Woods and fucking Rocky Horror. Then I have a musical sing. And it's this little girl singing. Because sometimes...
it's like a fucking kids' pop. Like.
Sometimes I want to sing, damn it. And this is my singing playlist.
Can we go back to the picture, please? This is like a fucking, like... like,
it's like a
stock
little
child. Photo.
I guess
it's a stock photo of a child singing.
And it's literally, like, all the same, but the songs that I like to sing.
Mm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Exposing myself.
Well, I've run out of public playlists, but I will...
it's just me the rest
of the time. I will give some honorable mentions of... These are private playlists. Some that I will probably make public. I just... When I was redoing my Spotify, I just went through and privated it, or privated all of them. That way I could fix them all in peace. Anyways, this one is called Taylor Swift Songs That Scream With My Whole Chest. And it's got a comment that says, "Fuck it up, Taylor, fuck it up." And these are my top favorite Taylor Swift songs that I know every single lyric to and will scream if they come on in the car.
Sorry.
So it's not that long. Well, it's kind of long. I'll go through some of these songs. So we've got Don't Blame Me, Red, All Too Well, 10-minute version, Taylor's version. Also, all these are Taylor's version, obviously.
Duh.
22, You Belong With Me, Love Story, Begin Again, Cardigan, Willow, The One, 7, Forever Winter, Gorgeous, Getaway Car, Paper Rings, Wildest Dreams, I Knew You Were Trouble, Enchanted, Midnight Rain, Back to December, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, Bejeweled, The Great War, Mine, Invisible String, Lover, Now That We Don't Talk, Karma, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, Cruel Summer, Style, Blank Space, Lavender Haze, New Romantics, I Did Something Bad, Ready For It, Mean, Bad Blood, Bigger Than the Whole Sky, Forever and Always, Delicate, New Year's Day, Ivy, Cowboy Like Me, and Look What You Made Me Do.
Damn.
There needs probably to be some more on here, but these are, I'm screaming these bitches.
I felt that one.
With my whole chest, and I'm feeling them, so.
I felt that one.
Yeah. That was all of those. I literally just said I was going to name all of them, but then I could proceeded to, but it's okay.
That's okay. So next is another neighborhood playlist, and it's called New, the Neighborhood. And it's like the Chip Chrome phase plus the hard to imagine a neighborhood never changing phase. Because it fits the vibes.
Slime.
I have so many to go. Jesus. We're not even halfway there.
Like, what? Oh my god. Yeah, it's just gonna be
some too.
It's just gonna be heavy from here on out after a little while. Oh, and I forgot to mention with the Taylor Swift song, the picture for this is a picture I took of the stage when I went to the Rep Tour in 2018.
Slime.
July of 2018 in Washington, D.C. Such a great time. It was wild. I met Camila Cabello. Shout out. That's my girl. You know, harmonizer for life.
I love her.
My girl. It is what it is.
I hate her. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's okay.
We can agree to disagree.
We can agree to disagree. It's okay. This one is the playlist that I made for Haley. So it's titled For Haley with the saluting emoji, and it's a picture of 21 Savage.
With a Glock.
With the Glock.
With the
fucking, literally, he has an Uzi in his hand. With an extended clip. So, yeah, this is a playlist I made for Haley. I put it on my Spotify, too, so I can listen to it, because I got great songs that I put up here for her. But you can get into that one later on.
Well, I already passed her.
Oh, well, fuck.
I wasn't going to mention her, because I didn't make it.
Oh, well, I'll mention it, because I made it.
Yeah, you made it.
This one is 9 hours and 25 minutes. I think I've continue to add songs, even though I don't have Apple Music anymore.
So this is how I discovered the song Devastated. Which was a hyperfixation.
Really?
Yes.
By Joey Badass? Yeah. Devastated? You didn't know that song?
No. I love that song. Yeah. Stupid.
Hell yeah, I know, it's such a good song. See, guys, I'm putting her on. I put her on to some good songs. Ocean Drive, too. She'd be playing that shit. I put her on.
And Immortal.
21 Savage, man. Put her on to some good rap songs. So, yes. We got all kinds of stuff in here. I gave her, like...
literally everything.
Everything. YG, Future, Ski Mask, Slump God, Gucci Mane, Kodak Black, Snot, Little Baby, Ty Dolla $ign, Blueface, Stunna for Vegas, Kid Ink, all kinds of stuff. I was like, fuck it. I listened to the song. I want you to listen to the song. So, some Vince Staples, J. Cole. I put her on to everything, man. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay, this next one is an actual playlist. It's called Old Pop, and it's a picture of Paris Hilton and her dog from back in the day. So, this is like, I don't know, just iconic songs. I've got some Britney Spears, some Justin, some Perfect. Kesha, some Fergie, some old Rihanna, Gwen Stefani, Miley Cyrus, / Hannah Montana. I've got like Eeny Meeny, got some old Katy Perry, old Lady Gaga, Christina Aguilera, Natasha Bedingfield. I've got Airplanes.
Hell iconic. Yeah.
Got some Justin Timberlake. We've got some Victorious songs, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Thrift Shop's on here. Lowe's on here. We've got Scream and Shout. Got some Selena Gomez. Some old Selena Gomez, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I just like the picture of Paris Hilton. I think it's funny.
It's perfect. it's honestly perfect. I'm trying to think. I have run out of, like, playlists that I want to talk about.
Just speed run.
So let's see.
You don't have to expose yourself.
Well, let's see if I can pick one. I'm going to tell you guys, I deleted so many playlists. Like, here's one called The Half of It, which is based off of the movie The Half of It on Netflix. Again, because I was writing. So it's a picture of them from The Half of It, and there's a comment on it that's the two girls kissing emoji. And it has a bunch of, like, just gay songs. So, like, Unconditional by Mickey Ratsula. Got some Noah Kahan up here, Noah Cyrus, Cave Town, Lana Del Rey. Cardigan is thrown up here, of course. Arctic Monkeys, Hotel Ugly, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. But yeah, it was basically because I watched that movie and I got inspired and started writing a little bit. So, shout out The Half of It. I love that movie. So yeah.
Me?
Yeah. You go on.
Another neighborhood playlist.
A fucking another neighborhood playlist.
It's called All the Neighborhood, and they look so Tumblr angsty in the picture.
So black and white.
And it's their first album, like a couple of their first EPs. Then it's Wiped Out, and then it's some of their mixtape shit, because it all has the same vibe.
Hell yeah.
Before the vibes changed.
Hell yeah. Let's see. I've got one that's titled basically Ninth Grade, and it's a picture of Hennessy bottles.
Oh my god.
And it's basically the rap that I would listen to in ninth grade, which is like fucking Walk It, Talk It by Migos. All that, like, fucking... Yeah. You know the vibes. Like, the 2016 vibes.
Yes.
Where it was, like, Bank Account by 21 Savage. Bad Bitches Only by Migos. Like, it's just... Oh, not me playing it. Sorry. Migos, Quavo, 6ix9ine. Moving on. Kid Ink, G-Eazy, Meek Mill, Kendrick Lamar, Big Sean. All that good 2016... rap era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah.
Okay, this next one is an actual playlist. It's called Oldies, and it's a picture of two old people looking at the computer screen smiling.
And so funny. What the
fuck? This is one of my favorite playlists. Oh, it's literally got everything, and I know some of these aren't oldies, but we've got like Beatles, Queen, Fleetwood Mac, we've got Steely Dan, we've got fucking The Cranberries, we've got Nirvana, we've got Radiohead, we've got Elton John, we've got some David Bowie, just the Eagles, iconic songs.
Hell yeah.
From back in the day, and I love that playlist, and it's very random, and most of them are songs that, like, I've heard on TV shows or, like, at work, and I'm like, oh, I love a song, and I put it on there.
Hell yeah. Fuck.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah, you have to keep going because I've run out of playlists, so now Haley's going to have to take this shit over.
So we've got, next we've got my first of the Star Wars
playlist. First of the Star Wars playlist?
And it's called Originals, and it's Luke holding like a rainbow lightsaber. He looks very, very gay. And I think it's funny. And it's all the songs from the original movies. Okay. Then we have the first of the...
She's such a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah, I am. Then we have the first of the workout playlists. It's called Period, and it's this man working out.
These stock photos are crazy. The stock photo of this man's
Listen.
Back.
Okay, so it's just The Weeknd, Tyler, the Creator, 21 Savage, SZA, Maneater. Not me playing it. Shh. No! I can't get out.
I'm going to get in the fucking Canvas notification.
Then we have the prequels playlist, and it's a picture of Anakin Skywalker, like, in heaven. And it's just his head, like, floating. And the fact that my mom's name is under all of these because it's her account. And it's all the music from the three movies of the prequels.
Oh, my God.
Next, we have Queens, and it's a picture of the queen, Rip Queen, Rip Queen Elizabeth.
Wait, what? Rip on the Queen fall. Elizabeth.
And the caption is, songs from Queens that just have that vibe, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the prototype for a playlist I will get to later, but it's literally just got...
Y'all, the difference, female songs. Like, the pictures... Female,
bitch.
Most of the time, the pictures on my playlist are, like, pictures I've taken.
No.
Hers are just fucking stock photos.
I Google
them.
I Google, like, the band or whatever.
I'm gonna
and then
start...
Sometimes I say stock, or I'll be, like, funny...
Stock photos.
And then I'll say funny. And then I'll... or like the memes. I'll be like, meme photos.
Oh my God. I'm going to start...
Anyway.
When I make playlists, they're not going to start being stock photos.
Next we have... I'll do this because I... My mom created this, but I put the picture. It's Rep Nights, her favorite playlist. And it's Reputation at Midnight. So that's it.
Oh yeah.
And it's a picture of Taylor doing the vigilante shit performance queen. Next, the newest playlist I've created is Rex. And it has... Orange emojis. Yep. It's Rex from Orange County. And it's all of his songs, pretty much, except for the new album, because I didn't like it. But anyway, canceled artist.
Yeah,
then we have rock and roll in quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people would not consider this rock music. And the picture is a cat and a...
Scarf.
Like,
wait, no, that's not
like a choker.
Oh,
like
fuck
the,
yeah.
The spiky choker.
The spiky choker.
And the caption is, dramatic, angry, loud music. Time to be real.
Oh, guys. Hold on, y'all.
I'm not good at this.
I just made her download Be Real yesterday. oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Wait, I didn't even get the notification. Well, I do have...
I did that so wrong.
The peace on. Are we redoing it again?
Okay, no, that's good.
That's good. I made her download Be Real yesterday, and she was so confused, and I think she's still confused on how to use this shit.
I am so confused.
But it's okay. Okay, I got to my Be Real.
You just have to go. You have to move so fast.
I know. And it's so awkward when you have to sit here and, like, fucking pose for the picture when it, like, switches around or whatever. This is so iconic, though. Literally, Be Real on the podcast. Breaking news, guys. Be Real. Time to be real.
Okay, anyway.
Anyways, back to the playlist.
Back to the rock and roll playlist.
Dramatic, so it's in
angry,
quotes.
Loud music. Yeah.
It's in quotes.
This is what I made when my sweet mate was having sex all the time, and I would blare this music, like, volume, all volume up on my, like, laptop, and it's Green Day, it's Evanescence, it's
Hell
Foo
yeah.
Fighters, you've got some White Stripes in there, you've got some My Chemical Romance... You've got an anime song. We're not going to talk about it. Okay. Next, we have Sad Playlist. It's called Sad.
Oh.
And it's a picture of Kermit, like, crying.
Yeah, yeah.
With his knees up to his chest. This is my Crying in the Shower playlist.
I understand.
And we've got a wide variety here. Like, we've got some Death Cab. We've got the saddest song by Ben Folds ever. I swear to God, two of his songs are the saddest songs I've ever heard. We've got some Snow Patrol.
Hell yeah.
Got some Neutral Milk Hotel that makes me want to kill myself. We have some Hamilton songs.
Hell yeah.
Got some Lord. Got Taylor Swift.
Got a little bit of everything there.
Got 20 something. Yep.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Then we have Phoebe. And then we have, like, scores.
these people Facebook messaged me about a book. Anyway.
Then another one of my most used playlists is called Scores. And it's like the meme of like,
let me tell you,
the piano man on fire at the beach and he's like playing it while it's on fire.
Let me tell you guys, I'd be on Airbuds and I'm like, oh, she's reading.
Okay, that is the Dark Academia music playlist that I got from someone who made it. This is like the writing. So it's literally, it's so long.
All these damn
7 hours.
Jesus.
We've got Lost. We've got Hunger Games. We've got Succession. Music from every single fucking Star Wars production you can imagine. We've got Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon. We've got fucking Dumbledore's Farewell from Harry Potter. We've got Howl's, of course. We've got La La Land. We've got Lost. That makes me cry. Then we have just regular, like, scores, classical music. But where's the fun in that, you know?
Right.
Then we have the sequels plus R1. This is the last Star Wars. And it's, like, distorted picture of Kylo Ren.
Damn.
Crying.
That's scary.
Yeah. And it's exactly what it sounds like. Okay? Okay. Then we have the Succession playlist, and it's my man, Logan Roy. He's old. Then the Taylor Swift playlist. Continue.
Here we go.
Continue. So we have T-Swift. That's my playlist. And it's a picture of Taylor, like, fangirling back in, like, the 1989 era, I think. And it's just, like, all the songs. It's basically every song.
Damn.
It's basically...
It's probably, like, it's 100-hour song.
It is 11 hours.
Damn.
Then we have my mom's. It's called Tay-Tay. And the caption is Mom's Taylor Playlist that I make for her. And it's Taylor... I forget what music... I think it's like the Me music video. And because she doesn't like the same songs that I like. So.
Does your mom know how to make a playlist or no?
No. Well, I mean, she did make Rep Nights. But, like, she has to get me to go into her Taylor Playlist and delete songs she doesn't like. Because she doesn't know how. God bless her.
Oh, my God. I love her so much. She's the best.
Getting out of breath. Damn. We're kind of almost to the end.
Almost.
Then we have the Beatles faves, and it's a picture of them dressed up very weirdly.
Damn.
And, again, what it sounds like. Then we have the boys.
Yeah, the boys. Genius,
and they're, like, doing the Spider-Man, pointing meme. And I put this in the order that it was on the set list. So, there you go. Because I'm crazy. Then we have the ultimate, the neighborhood playlist.
Yeah.
This is just everything.
All of them.
Oh.
Oh.
All of it. Kind of all of it. Because some are skips.
Haley's playlists are just albums put together.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, wow.
Then we have Weekend Faves. I never listen to that, but the image is funny. It's like a picture of his face.
Oh, my God.
Edited on with the chicken nugget from when he had, like, the hair.
The hair. It's
the iconic hair. I found it on the internet.
It's fucking chicken tender. Oh, my God.
Then we have the Neighborhood Faves, and it's... one of the fish from SpongeBob, like, bent over, banging on the floor with the heart emojis. Yeah. Then we have Tyler.
Good old Tyler.
And it's the meme of him, like, distorted, crying.
Every picture of him is a meme.
Then another Taylor playlist. I think this is the last of them. It's called Vaults, and it's a picture of...
All the Vaults.
The Vault, and it's all the Vault songs, and this is my mom's, like, favorite playlist right now. So
she loves the Vault songs.
Then we have Weezer faves.
Hell yeah.
It's just a picture of them on the red carpet, and they look really old. I think it's funny. Then we have Waze Blood, and it's a picture of a cow in the sea.
Cow in the sea.
I don't know why. That's one that I don't listen to. Then we have Wicked. And it's a picture of Idina Menzel, queen that she is, as Elphaba. And they are in order. And again, this is because... I guess Apple just hates musicals because it puts them in, like, different places. And so when you go to, like, the Wicked album, it's not all the songs. So I had to make a playlist.
That's so interesting.
Then the Queen's playlist led to the Women playlist. And it's this picture of this woman screaming with, like, mascara tracks.
Women.
It says, female rage and bad bitchness.
Hell yeah.
And it's got everything.
All the bad bitches up there.
All the bad bitches. I love them.
Queen
7
energy.
Hours. Then we have the workout playlist. This does not have an image. I'm so sorry. This is the most recent workout. And
you gotta get another stock photo.
It's like literally the same but with new stuff because I was lazy. Then we have my middle school writing playlist.
Oh.
I don't know how I wrote to these songs. It's the meme of SpongeBob, like, writing the essay, and he's crying. Like, we've got fucking Breeze Blocks, Diamonds. Yeah,
Diamonds.
What? The Big Bang, Everybody Talks. We've got Lana. We've got fucking The Hanging Tree.
Not The Hanging Tree.
We've got Airplanes. What? We've got
Airplanes.
Ellie Goulding. We've got fucking Britney Spears, Till the World Ends. I don't know how I was writing to this shit.
No, how do you write to that? What?
I was on
The
one.
Hanging Tree?
I did not listen to that.
Like,
that song.
I can't. Oh, my God. Haley and I, we saw the new Hunger Games movie.
Yeah, we did. It was interesting.
Bust out laughing.
Okay, we've got four more. So we've got the 1D playlist, and it's a picture of old One Direction.
1D.
And you might think it's every album. No. It's just Midnight Memories, Made the AM, and Four. Not the old stuff.
Great, great albums.
Then we've got 21 Sav.
Yeah, it's him looking fucking
dead in the eyes. And it's just like all the songs that I like so far.
Yeah. So far.
And I do add to that.
So no Red Rums up there, of course. Yes. It's probably fucking the first one.
No. Running.
Oh,
Running's the number one still.
Oh, of course. I forgot.
Next, one of my other most listened to playlists is called 2000s Alt. It's this picture of, like, this dweeby kid in, like, this ratty-looking bedroom.
What the fuck?
With, like, an accordion.
That's me.
Or, like, one of the... Yeah, I guess it's an accordion. And some of this isn't actually, like, 2000s, but the bands are ones I associate with 2000s.
It gives 2000 fobs.
Yeah, so we've got, like, Coldplay, Death Cabs, No Patrol, Lifehouse, Mumford & Sons, The Black Keys, Weezer. We've got fucking Young the Giant, Arctic Monkeys. We've got Mr. Brightside, My Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah.
We've got Red Hot Chili Peppers. We've got Somewhere Only We Know. We've got Oasis. Shit. Literally everything. Then, the last playlist is the 2024 playlist. And the picture is this, like, girl who did the, like, I forgot what the deer's name is in Frozen, but she did, like, cosplay makeup. And it's, like, the scariest looking thing I've ever seen.
Y'all, what the fuck is this picture? I wish that y'all could see this fucking photo.
She's, like, taking a flash photo in the mirror. And I sent it to my best friend, like, New Year's Day because she loves Frozen. And she was like, what the fuck is that?
Can you please send that photo to me at some point?
Literally, I'll find it on Instagram.
Like, I wish I could fucking describe.
And this was when I was going to add every song. And then it, like, petered out. And so I've been doing, like, the recent Hyperfixation. So the last song I added was Losing My Religion by R.E.M.
Because
I heard it on the bus the other day and I was like, fuck, I love a song.
Hey, yeah, it's a good song.
And so far, I'll just say all of them really fast. Ready?
Yes.
Speak 21, around. It Is What It Is, Pretty When You Cry, Ones Who Love You, Treacherous, I Did Something Bad, Sunny Day, Age of Consent, Superstar, Devastated, Don't Get the Deal, The Lakes, No Gray, American Teenager, Paradise, Stop and Stare, Void, Red Rum, Get Free, Tiny Dancer, Linger, A&T, Two Ghosts, Red Sky, 20-something, Timothy, Not Strong Enough, Something I Need, Nay Nah, Ric Flair Drip, Sneaky, Knife Talk, Highway 20 Ride, Four Seasons, It's Not the Same Anymore, Loving is Easy, Basket Case, Man Eater, Said and Done, Jolene, It Gets Better, Every Time the Sun Comes Up, The Winner Takes It All, Losing My Religion.
Hell yeah.
It's only 44, though, and there's been way more than 44 days in the year so far, so.
Dead ass.
Somewhere along
the way. I'm
like
2 weeks behind, I think.
Somewhere along the way.
I should, like, speed run the ones that are on my 2024 playlist.
Whew.
Where'd she go? Where's this playlist? I'll speed run them. Did you have any more to do?
Mm-mm.
That's all?
That's okay. It.
Yeah, then I'll speed run it. Let's see. I'm about to type it in.
Why is everyone DMing me about this book all at once? Leave me alone, guys.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's shout fake, out. Because how do two people send it within 5 minutes?
They just, they're on it. They want to know.
Which one should I answer to? The one who did it first?
I guess so.
Hi, is this a... And they all say the same thing, which makes me really suspicious that they're bots. Like,
oh, boy.
Down to the punctuation, it's the same.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I'm like, do I trust this?
Facebook bots are now a guest on the podcast. Anyways, I'll speed run my 2024 playlist. I don't know how many are up here, but it's not that many because I ain't kept track of it. Okay. New Year's Day, Player Ways, Too Stylish, Lemonade, Jimmy Crooks, You Get Me So High, She Don't, Redbone, New Perspective, Don't Blame Me, Juliet, Tummy Hurts, Grape Juice, Meet Me in the Hallway, Only Angel, Freaks, I'm Different, I Like You, Jackie and Wilson, After the Storm, Laugh Now, Cry Later, Low, The Color Violet, Take It Off, Love Me, High Fashion, Some Kind of Wonderful, Temptation, Nina, LSD, Persian Rugs, We Might Even Be Falling in Love, Red Rum, Out of Time, Is There Someone Else, Beautiful Things, Pain, 1993, Static, Eventually, Lavender Sunflower, and 367 AM. So, not as many as there are days, because I've gotten behind, and I don't think about it, and I definitely need to go in.
I don't know if I trust these people.
Add some songs. Breaking news that Haley is getting messaged by potential bots and spam about a book.
Yeah, a book that I'm selling on Facebook Marketplace.
The fucking Facebook Marketplace. Jesus Christ.
Listen.
Let me tell you guys, that is a fucking wild place to be. Let me go edit the Lit Fest. Oh boy.
Profile. That he just gave me access to.
The way that you have to do, like, Instagram is just the best way, but you have to do it on Facebook and Twitter, which is crazy. Especially Twitter. Ain't nobody getting on Twitter, especially for that.
I know. He wants me to, though. I was like, queen. I can't, it's like, not adjust this.
What are you trying to do?
There it goes, there it goes, there it goes.
Anyways, that was our playlist, us describing our playlist, having to expose ourselves like this. I can't believe I had to go through and fucking explain this shit. I'm so glad that I went ahead and deleted some of my playlists before doing this episode, because some of them were interesting. And some of them were just, like, literally playlists that I have not touched in 4 or 5 years. Yeah. Literally years. Like, forgot I had even made those fucking playlists and, like, knew that I would never come back to them. So that's why I deleted them. You know, I like to hold on to my playlist a lot because I'm like, oh, that reminds me of a certain time in my life. Nah, I ain't going back to it. And there's just too many. Like, when it gets too crowded, then I start getting, like, overwhelmed by it. And I'm like, all right, we gotta clean this bad boy up. We gotta get rid of some of these, because I just made a playlist the other day and it said, like, playlist number 100.
Damn.
So I have over 100 playlists, but that was after I deleted a bunch of them. So I think I was at, like, probably 170 at some point. I think I remember that. I remember,
girl,
trying to create a playlist and it said, like, 160 something. So,
girl,
I just be creating playlists. Like, that's just what it is,
I guess.
You know?
I'm trying to edit my
song. And I would make a lot of playlists and they would all have the same songs on them. So I was like, all right, we gotta have just one, because there's too many that are literally just the same. They're just titled something different. But mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any final words that you want to say? We can end the podcast here.
No, I don't.
No?
I do.
I do like to end the podcast with a quote of the day.
Okay.
Do you have a quote that you would like to say? You can do the quote of the day if you like. It can be anything. It could be your own quote. It could be one that you heard. It could be literally anything. But just we gotta end it off on a quote. You know.
Okay, ready.
I am ready. You go ahead. She says, "Are you ready?" Then stares at me.
This is the dollar store. How good could it be?
That is quoting the iconic Vine.
Yes.
One of my all-time favorite bonds. So, yeah. Thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Coming and joining me. Thank you for exposing yourself like this.
Anytime.
And all of your playlist, and for exposing yourself of being an Apple Music user. Dear God. How dare you?
How dare I?
How dare you? Anyways, okay. Thanks, guys. It's been real.
Me just going nonverbal, trying to edit
the
fucking Facebook.
No, going nonverbal, so I'm like, all right, I'll end the fucking podcast
sorry.
Then.
I'm trying to edit
Anyways,
my Facebook.
It's okay. We've been recording now for fucking way too long.
I have so much homework to do.
Me too. We have class in 2 hours, and I gotta get shit done. So, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
been real. Keep coming back to the podcast, please. Nobody's listening
yet. We'll just make it out the drafts.
It will make it out the drafts. Okay. She will be uploaded on Spotify. The pilot episode was uploaded on Spotify the other day. And all, literally everywhere. Okay.
So wow. Stretching.
Oh my God. The screaming, the fucking stretching in the background. We're explaining, like, yeah, the podcast just made it on, like, Apple Podcasts and Spotify and fucking Amazon and whatever the fuck else. Like, I got that shit. I got that shit published. So, yeah. Episode 2. Thank you. It's been real.
It has been real.
Please come back to the podcast.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Love like, you guys.
Subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Comment down below.
Comment down below. Give it 5 stars on Yelp.
Please.
Just rate it 5 stars. Even if you think it's 1 star, rate it 5 stars because slay. Yeah. Gay rights. Shout out. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. See you in the next episode.
This is so awkward. Just bye in it.
Okay, bye, guys.